Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
I know you said it, girl.
Michelle.
And collaborate.
They want it.
Break
we
it
give,
up.
Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
That's right. It is Find It Out Friday. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda Mac Chan, Find It Out Friday. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Communication, Unification, and Collaboration. This is an organization that helps you reach your goals in workshops, education, higher ed. But we put special emphasis on our youth over here. We'd like to welcome you in. You know, today our topic is anger is a tool. We'll hear more about it. But before we get going, you know, I'm going to give you some enlightenment from my favorite mentor, Dr. Sakari Keita. I'll have to switch these words around a little bit, but it's all coming from him and his heart to you. You know, when we practice faith before our altars, our Bibles, whatever we do, good and evil capacities of our life begin to function as the exaggerated form of fundamental existence. Lives that are full of pain, of hell, lives that are in state of hunger, lives wrapped and warped by the state of anger, such lives too begin to move in the direction of creating their own personal happiness and value. Lives being pulled, misfortune and unhappiness are redirected and pulled in the opposite direction toward good when they make faith their base. Yes, we can turn all this around. So our topic today is anger is a tool. But before we get going, I want to share with you that this is the last five-day challenge for Dr. Glenda Davis Defeat Diabetes, the last of the year. This challenge is going to begin on Monday. You still have a few days to register in. I think it's a good way to end your year and begin your new life of health to learn how to live. Now, that website for Dr. Davis is http://www.defeatdiabeteschallenge.com/attend. I'm going to repeat it again. https://www.defeatdiabeteschallenge.com/attend. The email, if you have problems getting it on the system, is the Happy Healthy Team at gmail.com. If you send an email, send it to Gwen. She'll get that information to you. And once you register in, you'll get all the perks. You can either go online, you can listen in. All of that will be given to you. But this is the last five-day challenge, and I want you to challenge yourself out there so you can uneducate, to re-educate, to heal yourself, and to live again. Okay, this is very, very important. She's no joke out there. She is the best. We're going to get started here. So let's all jump on this relay and take care of ourselves. Everything we do. Welcome in. the freeway of love. You want to let your love drive your car. You know, we need some love here in this city. There's some protesting going on. President Biden is here for a fundraiser in Los Angeles in the Westwood area. But there's some protests going on out there, you know. So we're going to have to put a lot of love. And another thing that I found out, you know, in the state of Arizona, you know, they have all of these homes that are set up for, you know, drug abuse and things of that nature, and they're going through Medi-Cal. But as I was listening to the information, they take these people off of the reservations, these Indian reservations, and they take them hundreds of miles away from where they are. And some of them are missing. Their families don't know where they are. But they're finding out that these funds that these people have been claiming, because there's no third-party check there to check them, they're not doing what they're supposed to do to that, you know, through all of these medical claims. So all these fundraisers that are going on out here and this money that's coming in, let us make sure we do the right thing. It's just like organizations, especially nonprofit organizations, move on a mission statement, play close attention to what they're doing. It's just not words on the paper and just something to make them look good. They must stick to the mission. And our mission here is to make the necessary changes we need to make and make sure that it's done correctly. That's all we do here. We care and share with you. And Saturday, my friend, John Yee, he's running for state assembly. Get an opportunity to meet him here in Los Angeles. That's going to be hosted at the Echo Village. And that's off of First in Vermont. It will start at 2 o'clock. You want to get over there and meet that young man. He has his ears to the sidewalk. The care, the concern that he has for this district, which is District 54, is phenomenal. You want to get out there and meet him. So when you see that name on the ballot, you just won't check the name. You'll understand his heart. And that's why you're going to place him in that seat, because he definitely, definitely needs to be there. We get in behind people who are doing what they're supposed to do. That political arena takes a lot of fundraising. It takes a lot of work out there. But you want to look for those candidates who are moving authentically and with their hearts. And we know that John Yee is doing that. Before I take you out here with this Christmas music, because happy holidays, I want you to shop out there and do everything you need to do. But start with yourself first. Don't forget you, okay? Don't forget you. Start with you first. You are the most important one. So you may have to skim back on some of those gifts. Love yourself. Make sure that you're taking care of you so you can remain here happy, bright, and light, and take care of everyone else. And I just want to share, Mercury retrograde is coming. This is some planetary information, and it's going to start on December 13th until January 1st. You know, Mercury, it's where it challenges our mind. That the Latin word for Mercury, retrograde, means backwards, but it's not backing up. It's standing still, okay? And then it slowly gains speed. And this happens every 4 months. And when you're going into retrograde, the communication, the technology, and the travel, things come up missing, and we're confused, and we have lack of clarity, okay? It's no time to launch new ideas. You want to only deal with people that you know and trust. Now, for Monday, we're going to bring you some more do's and don'ts that on that for Mercury retrograde. We're going to want you to be mindful of what's moving around you. You know, those planets and stars aren't just up there glistening. There's a meaning behind that, and we are all part of it. We're part of this universe. We're all connected in here together, whether you want to be or not. It's just the way that it goes. So, you know, when I took the topic, anger is a tool. You see, anger is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it that really pays off. Everything starts from anger, you know, everything. And I just like to state this for you, something I heard my friend shared with me. When one does not heal from hurt, the blood goes on to the ones who did not even cut them, okay? So that anger is a deep-seated thing. That anger is something that, if you notice, some people say, oh, well, you don't have to be angry. Yeah, you be angry, because unless you get angry, nothing's going to get done. But when you get angry, directed to you from you, get angry with you, okay? And I say this because if you continue to try to fix it, persons pretend they have authenticity, always knocking everything down that you say you want to do and where you want to go or whatever your desires are, always having something negative. They don't have your best interests at heart, okay? You have to release yourself from that toxicity. Those are toxic individuals, toxic. And you have to get mad in order to let it go because you must have your peace out there. So don't get mad at them. Get mad at you. If you allow yourself to continue to put up with something that's no good for you. I'm not going to keep you on too long this evening. Let's find it out Friday, and the crew's out there. They're doing the dance. We're just moving around. But we get the job done here. You know that we love you here. We want you to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Get out there and shop and have fun. And on Mindful Monday, we're going to come back on here and give you some more shopping tips, information to prepare you for this retrograde because it is no joke. Carries a lot of power, and you need to know what's going on out there, when to move, when not to move, what to say, who to be around. Pay attention to your environment. You and your environment are one, okay? Keep that in mind. So before we go, I'm just going to play you a little music. Tell you get by Saturday if you're in the Los Angeles area on First near Levant, Echo Village. It's a nice community over there. Meet John Yee. You want to see this young man. He's out there taking care of business all around the city. He's about transportation, housing, safe streets, seniors. I mean, he's working very hard. And you just want to meet him, say hello, give him that beautiful smile, support him, and remember that name for State Assembly, Mr. John Yee. He'll be on with us next week. I have to figure out what day. We're going to have some chakra information coming to you. We are going to have a celebration by the singing chef, Mario Tate. So we want you to look in. And for those of you who are going to get into that five-day challenge, repeat diabetes is something you want to do, okay? You're going to want to relax down in the evening after your challenge is over with and reflect back. Dr. Glenda Davis is going to educate you. Dr. Glenda Davis is going to give you some information that you have never heard before. Challenge yourself. Challenge your life to live out here. We want you to have a good weekend. We're going to music it on out of here. We'll see you on Mind for Monday.
telling these tears, boy, fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqua. There's fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation, hypocrisy, code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our minds as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they call my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every
freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Right, you want to rise up out there. And over the weekend when you finish shopping, sit down and make your list. We're getting ready for this retrograde that's coming in on Wednesday. You want to start with yourself. You want to sit still. You want to map out, eliminate, access your steps. Take your time making your decisions. Make that list. Get angry, okay? And anger starts with you. You have to get mad. Anger. Nothing is done until you get angry. So I would say you start with yourself, get angry with whatever you've been allowing others to take you through, whatever you haven't done out there. Anger is neither good or bad. It is what you do with it and what type of outcome that you have out there. Make that list. Get prepared.
Oh, It's that special time of year, and with Christmas drawing near, we run around all over town and try to spread a little cheer. But it's more than names on our shopping list. It's a time to reminisce. Children play, while grown-ups plan the holiday. We do all we should, trying to be good and remembering to give praise. But it's more than fancy bows and mistletoe. It's joy unspeakable and love.
One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war, when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth.
Someday all our dreams will come. now, don't you? Sing it like this song we're singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on the master plan. Change it.
Break it up with Linda.
You said it, girl.
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.